Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Sunday, April 21st. On today's show, investment giant KKR is set to launch their real estate credit service, K-Star, in Ireland, while NISA Investment Advisors sells over 32,000 shares of Ares Commercial Real Estate Co. Plus, FNC Commercial Property Trust stock passes above its 200-day moving average. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with some news from the world of finance and real estate. Investment giant KKR has announced plans to launch its real estate credit service business called K-Star in Dublin, Ireland. KKR has been active in the Irish real estate market for some time, but this move marks a significant expansion. For more on this development, we turn to our correspondent. So what exactly is K-Star, and why is KKR bringing it to Ireland now?
K-Star is KKR's dedicated investment services platform for its real estate credit portfolio. It provides special servicing, loan asset management, underwriting, and due diligence services. KKR launched its real estate credit business in Europe in late 2022 with plans to originate up to $2 billion in loans, with Ireland being one of its focus markets. Opening a K-Star franchise in Dublin is a natural progression as KKR scales up its credit business on the continent.
Can you give us a sense of KKR's existing footprint in Ireland's real estate market and how K-Star fits into that?
KKR has been quite active in Irish real estate for several years now. Back in 2015, it partnered with the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund to invest €500 million in a lender called Activate Capital, aimed at increasing housing supply. More recently, in 2022, KKR sold two buildings at Green Oak Logistics Park to Inca Group, which is the largest IKEA franchisee. So they've been involved in both the residential and commercial property sectors. Launching K-Star in Dublin will enable KKR to provide dedicated, localized services to support the expansion of its direct lending and investment in Ireland and Europe more broadly.
And it sounds like K-Star is already a major player in the U.S. commercial real estate debt market, based on those figures from Fitch Ratings. Over $45 billion in special servicing assignments and another $34 billion in direct lending. Is that right?
Yes. Those numbers from Fitch show that K-Star has quickly become an integral part of KKR's corporate real estate debt investments since launching in April 2022. It's built up a very substantial book of business in a short period of time. Of course, the US market is much larger and more mature than Europe when it comes to commercial real estate finance. But clearly, KKR sees an opportunity to replicate that success and carve out a significant presence in Europe by establishing K-Star in a key market like Ireland.
Thanks for that update on K-Star's growth in Ireland and Europe. Shifting gears to the real estate sector, Ares Commercial Real Estate Corporation, a real estate investment trust, is seeing significant changes in its institutional ownership. NISA Investment Advisors LLC, one of the major shareholders, has substantially reduced its stake in the company. Celeste, what can you tell us about these developments?
That's right, David. According to recent filings, NISA Investment Advisors LLC has trimmed its position in Ares Commercial Real Estate by a notable 61.9% during the fourth quarter of last year. After selling 32,123 shares, NISA now holds 19,813 shares of the REIT, which were worth approximately $205,000 at the end of the most recent reporting period. This significant reduction in stake by a major institutional investor could potentially impact market sentiment around the stock.
Indeed, institutional investors play a crucial role in the real estate investment trust sector. Are there any other noteworthy changes in the company's ownership structure?
Yes, several other institutional investors have also recently modified their holdings in Ares Commercial Real Estate. Summerlin Investment Counsel LLC and Quarry LP established new positions in the company, while Tower Research Capital LLC TRC substantially increased its stake by purchasing an additional 5,997 shares in the first quarter. On the other hand, Worth Asset Management LLC and SquarePoint Ops LLC acquired new stakes in the REIT. As of now, institutional investors collectively own 41.34% of the company's stock.
Those are some significant moves by institutional players. How has the stock performed recently, and what are analysts saying about the company's prospects?
Ares Commercial Real Estate stock has been under pressure lately. The shares opened at $6.56 on Friday, near its 12-month low of $6.36. The company currently has a market capitalization of $357 million and a beta of 1.41, indicating higher volatility compared to the overall market. The stock's 50-day simple moving average stands at 7.49 cents, while its 200-day average is 9.5 cents, suggesting a downward trend. The company also recently cut its dividend, which could further impact investor sentiment.
That doesn't paint a very optimistic picture. Have there been any recent analyst rating changes or price target revisions?
Several analysts have weighed in on Ares Commercial Real Estate recently, and the outlook appears cautious. Bank of America reiterated an underperform rating and lowered its price target from $11 to $7. UBS Group cut its target price to $8 and assigned a neutral rating. JPMorgan Chase & Co. and Keefe, Bruyette & Woods also reduced their price targets to $7 and $7.50, respectively, while maintaining neutral or market perform ratings. The consensus among analysts seems to be a hold rating, with an average price target of $8.79.
Thank you, Celeste, for that comprehensive update on Ares Commercial Real Estate Corporation. It seems the REIT is navigating a challenging period, with institutional investors adjusting their positions and analysts adopting a cautious stance. We'll certainly keep an eye on how the situation develops. On a related note, F&C Commercial Property Trust's stock price recently passed above its 200-day moving average, a key technical indicator that is closely watched by many investors. The stock traded as high as 121.80 pence on Friday, before closing at 121.20 pence on volume of over 800,000 shares. For more on what this means and a closer look at the company, we turn to our correspondent, Abby. So what exactly does it signify when a stock crosses above its 200-day moving average like this?
Crossing above the 200-day moving average is generally seen as a bullish sign by technical analysts and momentum traders. The 200-day moving average is calculated by taking the average closing price over the past 200 trading days. It's viewed as a key level that separates longer-term uptrends from downtrends. When a stock moves above that level, it suggests the start of a new uptrend. Conversely, a drop below it would indicate a downtrend may be underway. So F&C Commercial Property Trust moving above this closely watched threshold could attract more buyers expecting further gains ahead.
That's helpful context, thank you. Can you tell us a bit more about F&C Commercial Property Trust and its business for those who may not be as familiar with the company?
Absolutely. F&C Commercial Property Trust is a UK-based real estate investment trust, or REIT. As the name suggests, it focuses on investing in a diversified portfolio of commercial properties across the office, retail, and industrial sectors in the United Kingdom. The company's investment strategy is managed by F&C Investment Business Limited. As a REIT, F&C Commercial Property Trust is required to distribute a high percentage of its taxable income to shareholders in the form of dividends. This structure makes REITs an attractive option for income-oriented investors looking for exposure to the property market.
How would you characterize the current environment for UK commercial real estate? Obviously, the sector faced major challenges during the pandemic, with work from home and the rise of e-commerce. Are things looking more positive now?
The UK commercial property market is certainly in a better place than it was at the height of the COVID-19 crisis. That said, the landscape has shifted, and the pandemic has accelerated some key trends that were already underway. The office sector in particular faces questions about future demand as more companies embrace hybrid and remote work. Retail properties, especially those outside of prime locations, have also struggled amid the continued growth of online shopping. Industrial and logistics assets have been a bright spot, benefiting from the rise of e-commerce. Overall, the market is recovering, but there are still pockets of weakness and uncertainty. Investors need to be selective.
Great insights. Thanks for breaking that down for us. Anything else investors should be watching or considering when it comes to FNC Commercial Property Trust or the UK commercial real estate market more broadly?
I think the key things to monitor will be trends in occupancy rates, rent collection, and property valuations in the coming quarters. The speed and shape of the economic recovery will also have a major impact. If growth picks up steam and interest rates remain relatively low, that could provide a tailwind. On the other hand, if the recovery falters or rates rise significantly, that would be more challenging. Investors should also keep an eye on any changes in government support or policies related to the property sector. And of course, it will be crucial to see how companies adapt their real estate strategies post-pandemic. There's still a lot of uncertainty out there.
Thanks, Abby, for your analysis and perspective on this complex and evolving market. Shifting gears now, Raylink, a rail data services provider, is relocating its headquarters to a new office space in Cary, North Carolina. The company has signed a lease agreement with Highwoods Properties for over 56,000 square feet at the 11,000 Weston Parkway building. For more details on this significant commercial real estate deal, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about Raylink's decision to relocate?
Raylink will be moving from its current location at 7001 Weston Parkway, which is also owned by Highwoods Properties, to the new space in the first quarter of 2025. The relocation keeps the company in close proximity to its current headquarters, as the new office is less than a mile away. The 11,000 Weston Parkway building is part of Highwoods Lakeview at Weston office complex and offers Class A amenities such as a gym, jogging trails, bike storage, collaborative spaces, and a cafe.
What can you tell us about the building itself and its location?
The 11,000 Weston Parkway building was completed in 1998 and renovated in 2019. It provides 178,300 square feet of LEED Gold certified office space across four stories. The property is situated off Lake Crabtree, just 5 miles south of Interstate 40, 4 miles northwest of downtown Cary, and nearly 6 miles south of Raleigh-Durham International Airport. This prime location offers convenient access for Raylink's employees and visitors.
Who represented Raylink in this leasing transaction, and what other notable deals have they been involved in recently in the Raleigh-Durham area?
JLL Managing Director Kimari Ankenbrand and Executive Vice President Ryan Lawrence represented Raylink in the lease. Earlier this month, JLL Capital Markets also brokered Highwood Properties' sale of an 8-building medical office portfolio in Raleigh, North Carolina. The portfolio, comprising 338,000 square feet, sold for $79 million, demonstrating the strong demand for commercial real estate in the region.
With major companies like Raylink securing new headquarters and investors acquiring significant portfolios, the Raleigh-Durham commercial real estate market certainly seems to be thriving. Thanks for those insights. And that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.